course, we want it to always come off and be so dynamic and just epic. Every plan, every activity, every endeavor that we enter into. But rarely does our plans go according to the way they look on paper. The blueprint rarely comes out the way that we drew it up. Sometimes it falls a little short, and it's still a success if you'll accept it as such, just because it didn't measure up to the large, epic success story that you planned. And sometimes it turns out to be greater than we expected, because we had to deviate from the plan. We had to adapt and adjust, sit back and take another look at it and be like, okay, if I go this way with it, I see. Drawing it up on paper is easy. It all looks beautiful when it's in black and white. It all seems so easy to execute until it's time to get into the process. The process is what actually gives you the experience, the wisdom. That's the time that you learn. If you stay in it, if you stick with it, if you continue to stay there and do the small details, the day in and day out, minute things that actually makes it work, you won't have a problem. You'll arrive where you want to arrive. It's not always at the date that we set, but we'll arrive as long as we continue and we stay in there. But the biggest thing is this. You can't edit the work before you even start the work. You can't edit the work while you're in the middle of the work so much. You want it to be perfect, and you're just sitting back, you're editing, and you haven't even started. How can you edit something? How can you make a correction when you haven't made an activity, when you haven't tried first and had a hiccup? You had a disappointment. Then you have something to correct. Stop trying to edit yourself before you can even begin. Stop trying to edit your work when there is no work to edit. Just get in and work. Get in and do something. Make something happen. And after you make something happen, if it doesn't turn out the way that you wish, then you have something to edit. It doesn't matter if the plan falls slightly short of what you planned. That means it still succeeded. That means you still have success with it, even if it fell short. And you end up being pleasantly surprised when it ends up being larger than what you expected. All because you're able to just be in harmony, to just flow with it. Don't fight resistance when it comes. You just kind of go along with it. And ease around it, go with it. It's trying to take you somewhere. It's trying to give you the experience that you need. It's trying to give you the wisdom as a lesson if we just keep our eyes open. Stay aware and learn. But most of all, remember, you can't edit your work if you're not working. You can't do editing if there's no work to edit. Act accordingly.